the President of the United States recorded in Berlin.
You are here because you're vital to freedom, the crowning glory of our civilization. It's never more than one generation away from extinction. Every generation has to ensure that it will be there and passed on to the next. America wouldn't be America without freedom, and we can't keep it without you.
President Ronald Reagan.
This is Charlie Tuna coming back at you for another 60 minutes on the radio. I was talking to my son, explaining to him it's very important to study math in school. I mean, if you don't know math, how will you eventually know if your unemployment check is right?
We'll be right back.
David Boy. And if you're going to dance, I mean, let's dance. Flash dance. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have another famous fable, radio serial, and all the gossip on People Talk. Here's Irene Cara.
Hurts when there's nothing but a slow blowing breeze that your fear seems to hide deep in your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made of stone. Well, I hear the music, wrap around, take a hold of my heart. What a feeling, keep believing. I can't have it all now dancing for my life. Take your passion and make it happen.
Dance. What a feeling. Here's something that might make you feel good. A Duke University researcher says people on salt-free diets can eat almost anything they want, as long as they rinse it first. Dietitian Rita Vermilion says studies show that using plain tap water in a strainer can cut the sodium content in some foods by up to 80%. She recommends the procedure for canned meats, vegetables, and cottage cheese.
Charlie Tuna!
When you ask your preschooler to choose a bedtime story, do you know you're helping your child prepare to read? According to the U.S. Office of Education, parents are the most important factor in a child's reading ability. Let your child see how much you enjoy reading and keep reading those bedtime stories. It's one of the best things you can do to prepare your child for reading. For more suggestions, get a copy of Teaching Your Child to Read. It's free from the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. For boys and girls of all ages to gather around their radios for another famous fable. Once upon a time, Mary Poppins discovered that she had a psychic ability. She could tell if someone had bad breath by reading his or her palm. She decided to cash in on this ability by opening up a shop in California. She tried to think up something clever to put on the sign outside the door. And eventually, this is what it said. Super California Mystic Expert Halitosis.
Hello, fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. Ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh motherfucker, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mutta, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball. Gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
That's a classic, 20 years old, 1963. Alan Sherman originally brought that out. Hello, Mutta. Hello, Fada. Alan Sherman, by the way, was the originator of the old TV game show of I've Got a Secret, hosted by Gary Moore and Steve Allen over the years. Here's the title of another TV game show, but certainly not the same. Jeopardy.
Where were you when I needed you?
Thank you.
The Greg Kin Band and Charlie Tuna and Jeopardy. Could be a whole new start of game show titles, right? We could run from there to Wheel of Fortune. Well, of course, that was done way back in the old 50s. And then, of course, the new one we could do is Family Feud.
Charlie Tuna.
The Veterans Administration reminds veterans to tell their families where important veterans' documents are kept. VA has found that safeguarding discharge papers, marriage certificates, life insurance policies, and Social Security numbers can be one of the most important legacies a veteran can leave his family. Remember, a few minutes spent organizing these important documents can do much to avoid anguish during times of emotional stress. Charlie Chen on the telephone right now with Dr. Stephen Chang of Rutgers University, who is trying to perfect a soybean T-bone. Is that right, doctor?
Well, we are trying to actually make meat substitute from soybean protein that's not necessarily limited to T-bone steak. We are trying to imitate the bacon, roast beef, pork chop. In other words, we like to use soybean protein to make a meat substitute of all kinds.
That's possible, huh?
Well, we think that's definitely possible, but it requires quite a bit of basic research to accomplish that.
What's the first thing you're working on toward that end goal?
Well, in order to accomplish this, we have to first accomplish two things. One is that the soybean protein has an objectionable odor and flavor, commonly known as the bitter and the beany odor and flavor. Therefore, our first objective is to remove those flavors which are objective to us. And then secondly, we have to find out what chemical compounds are responsible for the good flavor of meat. For example, if you have roast beef, you have a good flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But what gives roast beef that good flavor? We have to find that. And then we will add that good flavor into the soybean protein from which the objectionable flavor has been removed. Therefore, we will end up with a meat substitute which has the desired meat flavor we want.
Soybeans seem to be very versatile because I talked to a gentleman in Iowa and he was working on making soybean coffee, in effect, using that, I guess, as a base substance.
Well, this is an important area. I always think that as the price of coffee goes up and up and we don't produce that much coffee in our own country, we have to make something to substitute coffee. Here again, the same method as we are using to approach meat substitute can be applied. That is, we have to first find out what chemical compounds give coffee the coffee flavor. And if we add those flavor components, after we find them, we can add them into roasted soybean products. Then we will get something with the coffee flavor.
Well, that seems to be the secret all along. I remember us talking to somebody the other week also. Is talking about eventually maybe that commercial on TV you see for Stark is Tuna. The final line will be soy, Charlie.
Come on.
Christopher Cross. No time for talk here with Charlie Tonight.
We haven't called Dial a Joke in New York City for quite a while. Let's see what's on the other end of that thing. Usually there's some kind of material you can steal for your own radio shows here.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Diller for Dial a Joke. And guess what? The woman next door has a white kitchen floor. Everything in her kitchen is white. You should see her sink. You talk about white. We were married in it. I now pronounce you hot and cold. And boy, was that right. And it was romantic before we were married. He took me out into the forest, primeval. I was prime, and he was evil. He carved our initials in a tree. It died. You know what everybody's into nowadays? Physical fitness. Fang and I do family exercises. I try to stand up and touch my toes. Fang tries to stand up. Once I had Fang declared legally dead.
Lucky for him, he had a good lawyer.
When company comes, I just paint a black line on the top of his head and people think he's a Fang. Well, that's it for today. You call me tomorrow for a lot of fun.
Years ago, the first German immigrant set sail for the New World, crossed the Atlantic, and moved inland, settling in what is now the state of Pennsylvania and founding Germantown. More Germans crossed the Atlantic than any other people, and their vital contributions to shaping our nation are incalculable. That's why a patriotic tricentennial spirit is being felt vividly this year on both sides of the Atlantic.
Can you feel the spirit?